all you traders and investors. Thanks for joining me once again. This is Trade Doc on Eye the Market. Let me click on some beats because the background music wasn't working before. I'll see how it's testing. So today is September 1st, 2019. It's a Sunday. It's about 6:30 p.m. Market's going to be closed tomorrow because of Labor Day, I believe. Just down here, I was out with my nephew. We had a good time and everything. And turning on the PC and looking at things, looks like cryptos are moving. Cryptos were down last week pretty sharply. I'm long. Had to pick some more up. Now Bitcoin's trading still beneath 10,000. It's trading at 9,760. Litecoin's at 67. Ethereum 172. Bitcoin Cash is at 282. So it looks like Litecoin's the one that's moved the most in the last 24 hours. So that's good. Looking at cryptos aren't just going to fade or get sold off hard. So I think this last week made a high or low. So we'll hope that keeps going. Last week, you know, things were light. Like I said, keep your position small. Trade small. I'm still mostly in cash. I didn't open any trades last week. So I did exactly what I promised. I did buy Yin, which is triple inverse. I mean, the triple bit bull China stocks. And another one was US Concrete. It was trading at it was under 40 bucks. So I had to buy some of that. So that's the only positions that I opened up, and those are I'm going to be holding them long. But now that the market's kind of stabilized a little bit, doing what we're expecting it to do, we can maybe look into dabble and put some new positions on, especially in EWZ, going long since they had the big dip, FXI, RSX, which is the Russia, India, which was slowly drifting up as the markets were volatile. And, of course, oil, which oil moved up, retesting, hanging around the 55 area, trading at 54.82. Let me turn that down. If it's allowed, I apologize. Just the background music on the other one I didn't like, so I'm trying this. No one, and that's not the one I wanted. So one second here, it was this one that says not for nothing. Maybe I pushed the button without. Okay, so the background beat is called Not for Nothing by Otis McDonald. They have a YouTube called Creators Radio, non-copyright music. There you go. Send out props. Thanks for the background music, Otis. So, what do I got to say? Looking for foreign markets. Trying to stabilize and go along there since they've been dumped, especially in China. I'm sure there's other opportunities, other places, but we're going to take a look at it together. So, without further ado, this is the Broad 32, going over the Broad 32 ETFs and ETNs that are liquid. You're able to trade options on there, and mostly I do option plays on it. So, let's get right into it. First up, we have USO, and USO was down 2.72% on Friday. So they took that leg down to retest the 55s. Translated to futures, that's at 54.82. And I think actually, it looks like the futures market is open, even though, yeah, and they are open, even though, you know, they might be open for a while. But oil just took a tumble, this leg down. They opened up this morning, which would be at 6, which would be 30 minutes ago. They opened up at 54.65, then moving their way up to 54.77. So could make this higher low at 55, and like I said, retest the 60s. So I'd rather short it around the $65 to $67 mark. So that's what I'm looking at for oil. Wouldn't get bearish at the moment, but I'm not going to go along and get stuck on a deep leg down, especially if they can move down 3% in a day the way it was. So looking for oil to stabilize and retest the highs. You know, 57.50 is the short entry that I've been talking about for a while. Hopefully it gets back up there, but even if it gets to 56.50, I think that's when I'll be opening up some shorts. Next, we have XOP. XOP was down 1.8% on Friday. And they've kind of been trading at a box. And I'm looking at the triple inverse drip. And drip is trading at 103. So, XOP has more of a tendency of moving up and retesting the $25 mark than it would retest the 2070, 2050 mark. So this is looking like almost like a double bottom. I'd stay out of it. Play more of a consolidation trade between 24 and 20. Next is OIH, which are the oil services. And they're the same at the lows. It's pretty more, it looks like it's more defined. The moving averages are just starting to cross over. So I would be a little bit more bullish than bearish on the oil sectors and oil services, which is pretty good for the markets to remain stable. Next is UNG, and that's natural gas. Like I said, natural gas has been drifting down a long time. Now they look like they finally caught a bid this week, and at the end of the week, it really got a big order filled on the buy side. So natural gas could be a good long-term move. They were down only 0.25% on Friday. UNG's trading at 1977. I look for a target of 21 and then 22. For the upcoming 2 weeks. Next is XLE, which is the energy sector. XLE kind of double bottom in here. So I would like to see. Yeah, you got ExxonMobil, Halliburton, and Halliburton's been pretty volatile. I've traded that up and down. And Kinder Morgan, which are good companies to go along and place, and they're good options in there. ConocoPhillips is also good to go along. So I trade XLE on the long side, or at least the consolidation, back up to the 62s, 61s, and 60s. So that's the next place it's got to be. I like the structure that it's retested some bottoms. Now we see a higher low, then it's straight up bullish. But the real support resistance for this would be 6230. Next is XLU, and that's utility sector, and they're moving up a little too much. I like that to come down and retest the 61s again. Right now, they're trading at 62.58, but still looking good, doing what it should be doing in the utility sector. Next is XLI, and that's industrial sector, and looks like they're just breaking out of their box here. They kind of got sold off a little bit. I'd like to see that move up to the 77s. But I just wouldn't put any bullish trades right now unless I have a retest of 75. I like to buy it better at 75 or 74.50. Next is XLB, and that's the material sector. Material sector is kind of doing the same thing. Consolidated here. Spent almost a whole week in a small trading between 55.50 and 54.60. So they spent a good amount of time and they couldn't hold that. Now they're trading back up to 56.69. So bullish. The market is looking bullish. Short term anyways. Next is XME, and that's metals and mining. And they are just above the December bottoms. They touched that hard reverse, almost touched it again, and they came off. So the hard reverse I had at 24.25. So pretty resistant at those levels right now. They're trading just above the December bottoms, which is 25.46. The December bottoms are 25.27. So I go long, go long metals and mining. See if we can get back up to 28.50. So this week might be a good week to put in some trades. Next, we have the MJ sector that's being got the crap beat out of it. Sold off hard. Right now they're trading at 24.01. If it double bottoms here, say it retested the 23.64, it could be a good spot to go long. But I think I might have said that last week. See what happened last week. One, two. If you would have gotten in last week at 24.72, you'd be down 72 cents per share. So it's still a good, it's a good place to go along. Next is XBI. It's one of my favorite sectors. One of the ones I'm kind of really long-term bullish, but I never hold it because it's pretty volatile as well. I trade it up and down. But hey, I wanted to get back up to the 85s. Right now is not a good entry. I'd rather enter around 79.30. Right now it's at 80.30, so it's not too far off. Volatility's on its way down. So I want to see a shock before getting along again. And they're moving along pretty fast. So since I don't have no trades on, they haven't really been have too much skin in the game. Just looking for the opportunity, looking for settlement. Next is XLV. XLV is the healthcare sector. Healthcare sector is trading this box and stabilizing. Really hasn't dipped lower than 88, so that's good for the market. I'd rather get long at 89.25. Right now, that's trading at 90.60. Healthcare, looking for consolidation, constant consolidation around this $90 to $93 to $88 mark. So that whole range, I just sell premium in that. Next is the retail sector. The retail sector has dropped Yeah. Ah, actually, yes. It did test the December lows and it came back up. So the December lows were important for a lot of ETFs, a lot of stocks. So that's like, what do you call it? A marker, a landmark, you could say. That's what I'm going for. XRT lows was 37.46. Now they're trading at 39.77. So really got to look into the companies individually, see how they're performing to see if it's going to bring the sector back up. On Friday, they were down 1%. Next is XLP, and that's consumer staples. Consumer staples are at their highs, and that's good for the market. Really, their highs were 61.15. They're trading at 60.72. I've been shorting this, buying just puts and selling puts. So I go short on consumer staples, even though they are definitely bullish. But unless they can break the 61.15, it's kind of trading the top of the channel. So I go short. Short-term short. Next is XLY, and that's consumer discretionary. They're a little bit less. They're underperforming the consumer staples, and there's a reason why. It's making this sort of structure that makes it look like it's going to drop again to retest the 111s. But I could be wrong. This type of structure would not be good for the market. We're going to see if it can hold this now that it's actually making a structure that we could see. This is the time to decide whether or not to buy, sell, short, whatever, do some sort of trading activity. But when the market's volatile, tweets were hitting the tape, moving things up and down. No confidence, no confidence. People are just selling things off. You know, I remember buying when there was riots in Brazil, I was buying EWZ because it couldn't drop any lower. And I knew the country wouldn't get wiped out. And what happened? They went straight up almost 50%. Made a ton off of that. The only reason I keep on trading EWZ constantly. But here in consumer discretionaries, I probably see this retest the 116s, 114s, you know, right around there. I don't see this moving up. It could move up to 120, and if it does breach that, then it could retest the 126. And that's XLY, consumer discretionary. Next is SMH, and those are the semiconductors. So I would go not yet go long because I've seen some activity in the semiconductor space. There's a couple of companies. Like application software, printing circuit boards, semiconductor equipment and material. These are all like small companies getting bids, not the big companies. Communication equipment, that's a biotech, application software. What else? Semiconductor equipment, materials. Semiconductor equipment, materials. So a couple of companies in here have gone up. We're up 17% on Friday, which is like a light bulb. Semiconductors equipment. So a few of these semiconductors were up over 10% on Friday, and not many of them. So probably semiconductors will just probably see a strengthening and move its way up. Right now they're trading at 114.42. They were up a little over 0.5% on Friday. That's SMH, semiconductor ETF. Next is IYR. It's doing exactly what it should be doing. That's the top of the channel and it's still moving up. I like to see this come back down, which it should, and retest the 91s or even the 90s. Even the 88s wouldn't be bad. So when sectors are doing this well and it's continuing to do that, like 2% angle. Yeah, definitely. It's still doing that soft angle. And I'm going to tell you what degree that is. Here we go. So it's doing like a 5-degree angle. And it's still holding that 5-degree angle. So it's above the line right now, so it should come down below it, but still respecting that projection. So IYR real estate, they were up 0.1% on Friday. And you see this come down and retest. Looking to buy it back at 87.50. That'd be the lowest. Next is financials. XLF. They've been bouncing around for the last 3 weeks, kind of drifting down low, but now the moving averages are turning and they're trading above all moving averages. So this could be the turn for the market. A lot of people could read it a lot of different ways. So it all depends how bullish you are, but it is bullish for the market. Next is TLT, and TLT's at the highs, and I've been wanting to short this, but I haven't. They're trading at 147.28, kind of pretty extended up there, doing some sort of flag, but we'll see if it can hold. I think it'll drop. Next, we have gold, GLD, and gold futures are trading at 15.38. They did catch a bid on Friday. Right now, gold futures just got a bump up when they opened up just a half hour ago. They're trading at 1540. So just a couple dollars more. So people getting worried, or they just want to get the cheap prices before it makes its way back up to 2000. Next is GDX, and GDX has been outperforming, doing very well, moving up. It's just, you know, it's got to stabilize and retest at some point. Once fear is gone away, I think gold and GDX will take a hit down. But same time, it could be a bear trap. People trying to buy the lows. Next is the SPY. And the SPY is well above the area where it needs to be, which is bullish for the market, which is needed to be stay above 286.6. And they have never been, they have never closed below that. They've closed below that in 1 day, 2 days. Yeah, but it's important for it to stay above that. And since they are, still bullish for the market. Let's see if the ES, oh yeah. Just opened down low. They opened at 2,900. Right now they're at 2,906. So we'll see what the rest of tomorrow brings as far as the futures go. But they are pretty much neutral on Friday. They were down 0.04%. They were down 13 cents on Friday. That was nothing. Next is the QQQ and the NASDAQ. Same thing. They opened at 76.28, got sold down to 2,600. Now they're moving back up to 26.21. So I could see all the fearful people from overseas probably going to sell off the market because they're going to be investing in their markets. Think about that. Next is IYM, and IYM has been underperforming, and they're down, and for some reason, they're holding the support of 145.83. So that's an important support to hold on to. If the markets turn bullish, the first one, the only one I'm going to be long on would be the individual stocks and IWM. Next is the VIX. UVXY was up 0.25% on Friday, trading at 31.75. Still trading at 31.75. The VIX on the futures is up 6%. So you can take it. You can, that's at almost $19. UVXY is at 31.75, up 0.25%. I like that to see it break below the 30. Next is FXI, and I bought YINN, Y-I-N-N, which is a triple bull ETF. And FXI did an ABC pattern, the C pattern finishing at 37.35, and that's why we need to go bullish short term, or at least sell 38 put verticals, 37 put verticals if you want to be really safe. Next is India, INDA, and I've traded this with INDL. And since it did a nice reversal in the beginning of the week, I like to get longer. They're up over 0.5% on Friday, so looking good for India. Next is RSX, and that's Russia sector. And Russia kind of bounced, and sure enough, did a ABC pattern. Now they're working their way back up. Russia can keep on moving up above the $24 mark, so this is a good long trade to accumulate. They're up 0.75% on Friday, trading at 22.26. There is RUSL, which is the triple leverage bull for Russia, and that's trading at 43.77. Next is EFA, and that's the Eurozone. Looking like it wants to come back up. It could retest the 64.75. Next is EEM, and that's emerging markets. Kind of really tied to China. So if China turns around, so will EEM. EEM has to make it above 41 to make a bullish stance. Right now, it's at 40.19. So a good place. I'd sell, 39 put options, put verticals. Even 38s, just to be safe. Next is EWW, that's Mexico. And oh, they had a good week this week. Let's see what they were up. And I didn't put a trade in this week. The trade should have been Mexico. Mexico was up 6% this week, 6.19%. They closed at their highs on Friday. They're up 2.19% on Friday, trading at 41.51. Damn it. And I didn't get in. So I like to see this retrace before getting long again. I really want to get long. Maybe sell the 40, like, months out, 42 verticals. Last but not least, EWZ going long. Thanks for joining me. Till next week, this is Trade Doc, Eye on the Market. Peace.
Money!